The Lanes General Hospital in Vienna, Austria was a place where death was common, especially the Pavilion 5 area, normally reserved for terminally ill patients in their 70s. In 1983, 24-year-old Waltraud Wagner was a nurse's aide at the hospital when a 77-year-old woman asked her to end her suffering. Wagner hesitated, but then she granted the lady's wish by injecting her with morphine. In this situation, most would feel guilty or remorseful, but she enjoyed the sense of power she got. She liked playing God, but she simply couldn't hoard this power for herself, and she recruited three other nurses to join her in a 6-year murder spree. Welcome to History's Biggest Villains. The Lanes General Hospital was built in 1839 and is considered one of the largest hospitals in Vienna, Austria. Their Pavilion 5 wing was an area specifically designed to help and treat older, terminally ill patients. In 1983, Waltraud Wagner was a night shift nurse at the hospital. With her daily workload at the hospital, coupled with massive understaffing at the facility, Wagner's empathy for her patients was almost non-existent. One day, a 77-year-old woman begged for Wagner to end her suffering. Waltraud happily obliged and injected her with a lethal dose of morphine. This new power she had over life and death consumed her. She enjoyed the prospect of playing God so much that she simply couldn't keep these feelings to herself. She recruited three other nurses to join her: 19-year-old Maria Gruber, 21-year-old Eileen Ladoff, and 43-year-old Stefania Mayer, who would be known as the House Mother. Gruber was a nursing school dropout who would do anything to get Wagner's approval. Ladoff was married to an abusive man and was looking for a reason to avoid being home with her husband. Mayer, who was much older than the others, simply enjoyed spending time with the young, vivacious girls. The four women would frequently hang out and party outside of work, but their main focus was Pavilion 5. Wagner, the leader of the group, said she really wanted to help her patients by ending their misery. On the outside, Wagner had a cheerful and charming personality, but she did have a short temper and got annoyed very quickly. If a patient complained, snored, soiled the bed, refused medication, or buzzed the nurse's station for help when Wagner wasn't in the mood to attend to them, she would make a mental note. The next day, she would tell her three other accomplices, "This one gets a ticket to God." Wagner also showed the others how to make up the lethal injections. At first, the ladies killed their unsuspecting patients with injections of morphine, insulin, and tranquilizers. But Wagner became bored and wanted to come up with new ways to murder. The group developed a method known as the water cure. One of the group before would hold the patient's head while pinching their nose. Another, holding their mouth open, would pour water down their throat until they drowned. Wagner thought that this way of killing would be undetectable since most of the elderly patients already had fluid in their lungs. Over the next 6 years, the four women murdered numerous patients in the hospital using these methods. By 1988, the rising death toll started to make people suspicious. Police and investigators attempted to look into a particularly suspicious death at the insistence of the family. They were met with resistance by the hospital, which led to mass criticism of the hospital by authorities. Most other hospital staff referred to Pavilion 5 as the Death Pavilion. After getting away with murder for over 5 years, the group of women were convinced that they would never be caught and had gotten careless. In February 1989, they were all out drinking at a local tavern, reliving special cases that amused them, openly chuckling over the dying expression of one victim or the violent convulsions of another. It was their conversation about the murder of Julia Drapel that led to their downfall. A doctor sitting nearby overheard bits and pieces of their conversation and was horrified by them speaking of giving her the water cure for refusing medication and calling Wagner a slut. The doctor immediately went to the police with this information. Just the boldness of doing that. Like, why would you openly admit to doing it? I don't know. In April of 1989, Dr. Xavier Pesendorf, the doctor in charge of Pavilion 5, was suspended for mass negligence. On April 7th, a 6-week investigation ended when all four women were arrested. They all collectively admitted to 49 murders. Wagner took credit for 39 of them, claiming to give her victims a free bed with the good Lord. Like, what is she? Who does she think she is? Wagner's accomplices quickly began to point guilty fingers at their mentor in a bid to save themselves. Eileen told authorities that she believed that Wagner may have killed at least 200 patients in the last 2 years. Stefania Mayer admitted helping Wagner out on several homicides that Waltraud managed to forget. But as the March 1991 trial got closer, Wagner scaled back her original claim of 39 victims to 10 victims that she claimed were all mercy killings. The jury didn't buy any of it. Ultimately, Wagner was convicted of 15 murders, 17 attempted murders, and 2 counts of aggravated assault. She was sentenced to life in prison. Lydolf got life as well on conviction of 5 murders and 2 attempted murders. Mayer was sentenced to 15 years for manslaughter and 7 counts of attempted murder. Gruber was also sentenced to 15 years for 2 attempted murders. Gruber and Mayer were both released from prison in 2006 and given new identities. On July 18, 2008, the Austrian Justice Ministry approved Wagner and Lydolf for conditional release on the grounds of good behavior. You're a murderer. How do you get on good behavior from a murder charge? Multiple murder charges. The Justice Ministry would not comment on whether or not Wagner and Lydolf got new identities. That means they probably did. Surprisingly, the maximum life term in Austria is only about 15 years. Authorities believe that the 4 women killed as many as 400 patients in a 6-year period. So you're telling me that Wagner got charged with 15 murders and she got out in 17 years. That literally just spits in the face of all the victims. Like, think about all the people that they've killed and all the families that they've destroyed. And they get to go out and live life. And 2 of them, probably all of them, now have a new identity and are just living life. They might have got another hospital job under their new identity and might be killing patients right now. It's just insane. Like, 15 years? Like, what type of criminal justice system is that? That doesn't deter you from crime. That just tells people, oh, if I want to kill people, if I want to be a serial killer, oh, just go to Austria. They only give you 15 years. You only get 15 years no matter how many people you kill. You get 15 years. Like, what type of... The thing is, these are nurses. The Hippocratic Oath. Like, the blind faith that most people already have that a nurse is supposed to do good by you. And you're killing people. You killed one woman and then got 3 other women to join you in this killer rampage that you possibly killed 400 people. It took the hospital 6 years to realize that somebody was intentionally killing people? Nobody saw anything suspicious. This just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. But it's really wild how they're out and they're free now. So, you know, hopefully if you're in a hospital in Austria, hopefully you don't see these women. Because Jesus Christ, like, what? You get charged with 15 murders and you get out in 17 years? I don't know, man. That's crazy. This was a nice story I found while I was just looking around. But thank you for watching. I really appreciate the support you guys give my channel. Thank you so much. Leave a like if you enjoyed that. Subscribe if you're new to the channel. Also, don't forget to turn on my post notifications if you haven't already. Please be safe, stay on the grind. I'm out. Peace.